With SRN News, I'm John Scott. As the Israel-Hamas war continues to unfold, about 1,000 Palestinian Christians in northern Gaza are reportedly in extreme danger. They're sheltered inside three churches but face possible attack by Hamas fighters. Joel Rosenberg, founder of Jerusalem's All Israel News, is calling on Israeli leaders to expedite evacuation of these endangered Christians.
This is a grave situation. What I'm asking for is for all 1,000 Palestinian Christians in those three churches to be evacuated by the Israeli military and brought to the West Bank. Admittedly, most of them want to move someplace else, but now we just have to get them out of harm's way and not to the south, where I think they will in fact face genocide.
Rosenberg is urging that evangelical Christians worldwide pray for safe passage for these Palestinian Christians so they do not become the latest casualties of the ongoing fighting. Also at SRNnews.com, three of the top four Republican presidential candidates will appear at a Christian-sponsored event in Iowa later today. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
It's called the Thanksgiving Family Forum, and it's sponsored by The Family Leader, an influential Christian organization. Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, and Vivek Ramaswamy will participate in this afternoon's Des Moines, Iowa event. It's billed as a friendly and open discussion about the issues most important to evangelical Christians. Donald Trump was invited, but is not expected to attend. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Members of the United Auto Workers Union at Ford have ratified a new contract with Detroit automakers. And UAW members at Stellantis are reportedly close to a new contract also. General Motors has already ratified the contracts. Stocks have moved higher now. The Dow is ahead 17 points and the NASDAQ up 26. This is SRN News. The Church of England moves another step closer to allowing gay marriage.
The General Synod has approved special prayers of blessing for same-sex civil unions, passing the motion on to the House of Bishops. House of Clergy spokesman Kate Wharton calls the prayers, quote, pastorally irresponsible, practically irresponsible, theologically irresponsible, and collegially irresponsible. Nevertheless, it is expected that the bishops of England's state church will begin blessing civil unions next month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Michigan Department of Civil Rights has filed a charge of discrimination against a Christian hair salon owner, Christine Geiger, of Studio 8 Hair Lab in Traverse City. Posted on social media that men who are living as women are not welcome at her business. An administrative law judge will now be overseeing a hearing and issue a recommendation. This is SRN News. Chicago's 2nd District Fire Chief Robert Jurowitz, speaking to WLS-TV, says the first fire official on the scene reported about 24 people were hurt. That happened when two Chicago Transit Authority rail vehicles collided on a track.
It was a train versus a train. It was actually a snow fire plow for the CTA. He called for a stolen box with an EMS plan one, and then he called for an EMS plan two. Plan two gets us 10 ambulances with an additional two if needed.
38 people on board the train. 23 were taken to local hospitals. Three of those hospitalized in critical condition. Dolly Parton's Dollywood in Tennessee reportedly suspended entry into the amusement park as wildfire crews on Thursday battled nearby flames. Park officials say they paused entry for about 30 minutes to allow fire crews enough room to assess the growing blaze in Sevier County. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.